As current and former fangirls, we embrace all the weird and wonderful corners of fan fiction. Our podcast is meant to share and comment on the works we find, never to bash or flame them. These fellow writers, fandoms, and fans have created things that we can all enjoy.
Welcome to Better Than Canon, the podcast about the best, worst, and weirdest corners of fan fiction. I'm Kathleen.
And I'm Haley.
And this week's episode was Super Mario Brothers. Or Mario things in general.
Yeah, not necessarily like, I mean, there are a lot of Mario games.
Too many.
Part of what, because there's a lot out there for Mario, which I wasn't sure if there would be or not. It seems a little not sexy, I guess, enough for fan fiction, but that just shows where I'm wrong, because there's a lot.
There is a lot. They just had their 35th anniversary too.
Yeah, they did.
So I want to sit there and think that video games have been around forever, because video games have been around for as long as I've been alive, but video games really haven't been around very long,
or at least not popular. I mean, like, you could have been a turbo nerd back in the day with like a Commodore 64, but I'd say that was like insanely popular like video games today are.
That's true. I challenge my listeners to try and find a fan fiction about Pong.
That's probably not hard.
Well, I still want to see it, and I don't want to have to look for it. We have gotten a few suggestions also for fan fictions we should read. We had one submitted by a friend of mine that I'm going to read for the Christmas episode, which is coming up in a couple weeks. And we had a request for Rick and Morty, but I have to prepare myself for that.
That one's going to be rough.
Yeah. But so Super Mario Brothers, when you think of Super Mario Brothers, like when I was younger, I think of fan fictions that are written for like Naruto or Bleach or Kingdom Hearts, things like that, that have like sexy characters in it. But like Super Mario Brothers has characters other than like Peach and Daisy, obviously, that weren't exactly meant to be sexualized. So some of the things that I found were really surprising. Some things that I found were not surprising.
I tried to, when I was searching, I tried to go by like specific games, because again, there's a lot. So to just kind of filter through, I was like, oh, let me try Mario Kart, or even more specifically, Mario Kart Double Dash. And there was something for every game out there, which makes sense because Mario is insanely popular. It just was weird seeing what topics people went into, because it isn't always like sexy fan fiction. Sometimes it's like, a lot of the stuff I found was like, I fell into a video game and Mario's popular, so I just, you know, it's this one.
Yeah, I found a lot of that too. You know, I always look for sexual stuff, so I'm always like going through the M-rated tags looking for things. Sometimes I find fan fictions that I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna read this on my own time, and I'm just not gonna tell anybody that I had any, that I enjoyed this, because I don't want to read this on the air and be like, yeah, that's my thing. That didn't happen this time, by the way, but...
No, sure it didn't, Kathleen.
It didn't, actually. I mean, I was actually pleasantly surprised with how many Peach and Daisy ones there were. A lot of people ship Peach and Daisy together, which I was like, most fan fictions that are written by a female audience, and they're written of two men together, which is fine, which is great. It's gay content, but lesbian content is usually put on the back burner. But I found so much gay shit.
I found a lot of Mario and Luigi. I did not bring any of it, but I found it.
Good. We should just leave that.
We're just gonna like pick that up, show that off, and then sit it back down, because I don't want to touch it.
I don't really want to touch it either.
But it is out there. It's not hard to find.
I do want to talk about this one that I found. This isn't my actual story. We can keep talking. But I do want to talk about this one I found that was literally just Paper Mario, the door one.
Oh, the Thousand Year Door.
Yeah, that was rewritten. And the description for it was Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, rewritten, but without Mario because he is fat and scary. And I was hoping it was going to be more interesting, but I'm pretty sure they just put Luigi in there instead.
Ah, that sucks. That's like the one Zelda one that I found that was based around a child called It, and there was nothing in it.
Yeah. Well, it was so written. It was just like boring.
Yeah, that happens. And listeners, that happens a lot where we find a fan fiction that looks like it would be interesting or funny, and it's just mediocre, which is part of why it's a little difficult to find things sometimes, is just because there's just a sea of fairly uninteresting stuff out there.
Yeah. I mean, I look through the mature content a lot, and if it's like really good mature content, I don't bring it because I mean, if it's just normal kink stuff, then it's like, well, there's a dime a dozen. The ones that we find are weird or interesting in some way. And there's just so much of it that, like, we're prepping for a Naruto episode. Cross my fingers that we're actually going to do it. But it's been around for so long that I've looked through probably at least 100 fan fictions of just normal stuff, that finding the really good stuff that's surprising is very difficult. I didn't have that problem with Mario. I found a lot of these pretty quickly. I do want to preface this by saying that we do now have a new rating system. So I've gotten some feedback from some people that have said that our previous rating scale was a little confusing. So what we're going to do is, instead of starting at 5 or 6 and sliding up to 10 or sliding down to 1, we're going to start at 0. So 0 is going to be our pinnacle of normal fan fiction stuff that we, Haley and I at least, see a million of. And like, it's interesting to talk about occasionally because you have to know what that is if you're going to slide on the scale.
Yeah, it's good to have a good barometer.
So then we're going to go up to 10. And 10 is going to be our, this is amazing and everybody should read it. But we're also going to slide down from 0 to negative 10. So even though it's a negative scale, I want to emphasize that even if we give something like a -5, it's just because it's funny bad, quote unquote. The other thing I want to say is there's going to be some fan fictions that we find and we talk about that we're not going to put on the scale. Things like Mario and Luigi, where it's just like, this isn't even funny bad, this is just bad. And I wanted to give them like a -20, but I don't think that's fair to the author to do that, because our scale doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, it's just a way for us to tell you why we found what we found and what we think about it, which is why we have the scale. And it's interesting to know kind of what we think about it. But we're just not going to rate those other fan fictions. We'll bring them and be like, I don't want to rate this because it's not fair to the author. Because even if it is Mario Luigi incest, which we definitely don't agree with, there's a lot of people out there who really like incest fan fiction. I can say a lot about those people and the ethics of that, but sometimes you enjoy what you enjoy and it's out there, and I don't want people to go and bash these authors just because they've written it. Mm-hmm. So,
and if you're familiar with a Jello Apocalypse, this is basically just just his movie scale, but we use it for fan fiction.
Yeah, so check that out. That's kind of inspired our rating system. It just kind of gives everybody a better idea of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have anything else you want to say about Mario?
No, not really. I think cool. We should just jump into what you got.
Cool. So ever since I found adult-fanfiction.org, it's been my favorite. It's been my favorite place to look for fan fiction. So I brought one from there today. I do have more than one, but we're going to start here. And most of these are sexual. And as we continue this pattern of finding fan fiction, we'll probably swap back and forth between who found sexual stuff and who didn't. But it's mostly like Haley will find the usually weird, like, historical stuff or biblical stuff, because that's what she finds interesting.
Yes. But it occasionally we'll switch. It just depends.
So
we don't usually talk about it. It just kind of happens naturally so far.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't tell her, but I usually don't use fanfiction.net because that's primarily what she uses. So I use like Wattpad and adultfanfiction.net and archive of our own, which, like, by the way, for stuff that's really old is not super great because the really good stuff is on fanfiction.net, but I enjoy going to those websites and I don't harbor anything. I just prefer those and let her have her turf usually.
Yeah, it's mostly like I don't really care either way. It's just easier that way so we don't accidentally grab the same fan fiction somehow.
Yeah,
if we look at different websites.
Yeah, because then we would be fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because honestly, listeners, sometimes we just like, well, we're recording on this day and then like that day I'm looking up fan fiction, and if we pull the same thing then we're screwed. So
yep, that's how it goes.
Anyway, this fan fiction is called Reds Under the Flower Bed. And I'm just going to start reading. Princess Peach was led into the magnificent greenhouses to the rear of her palace. Loyal toads from Toad Village worked on projects from preserving some of the Mushroom Kingdom's rarer plants to growing the most beautiful blooms for display around the royal palace. A heavy smell in the air indicated the contribution of Yoshi and his kind to the fertility of the plants. The toad gardener led her through to a fortified area of the greenhouse. Strong magics were said to prevent anything from breaking the glass. Here, the hostile plants of the Koopas and Bowsers were studied and kept. They strained and pushed against their bindings, some peaceful, others trying to blast fireballs through their muzzled maws. The cute blonde princess was led past all of these to a small door at the very rear. The toad gardeners have insisted she come see the latest captured plant in person. As two of them pulled on a heavy chain to open the door, a burst of cheerful, happy music sounded out. It made Peach want to clap and sing. The entire floor space behind the door was filled with mud. In the center was a flower with a happy, smiling face. It looked like hundreds that existed peacefully around the Mushroom Kingdom. "What is this, Toad? What has Bowser done to this poor bloom?" she asked as she leaned in for a closer look. Unseen behind her, the small gardener held up a wand and pushed it underneath her pink skirt. The princess shrieked with agony as it touched her through the silk of her panties. Magic flowed up into her body with the agony of an electric shock. It felt as if it would be to hit in the snatch with a live cattle prod. Her hair stood out and her arms slammed against the doorframe mindlessly as waves of sheer mindless agony flowed through her being. The gardener pulled the wand away. The princess dropped to her knees and the greenhouse fell silent, but for the happy sound of cheerful Mushroom Kingdom music. Peach moved her hands to her cunt and sobbed on the floor as toads came through the greenhouse and dragged her into the small room. She looked up through her tear-bleared eyes into cruel faces without a trace of kindness.
I always knew they were up to something. Those little toads.
I'm just gonna stick my wand up your skirt and zap you.
Just starts out, so what is it like, wow, look at these flowers, and now she's cattle prodded in the vagina,
in the vag. I like to joke around with Jacob because he's a Sagittarius. I like to call him a saggy vag. It's not very nice, but this is sexual. I will say that I'm not going to read the sexual part because it's non-consensual stuff. The author does have a thing at the beginning that's like, rape is bad, and also black people are people, and also gay people are people, so don't be racist or homophobic. That's shitty, but this is fiction, and I can write whatever I want, which is like, they're aware of what they're doing, but I'm still not going to read that part because that's not the part that's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. Princess Peach, you are deposed as ruler of the Mushroom Kingdom. We're setting up a people's collective. Long live the People's Mushrooms Republic!
Communist toads, hell yeah.
He spat in her face and the toads left the room. Peach watched the heavy door close and heard it being locked. She cried in the mud for several minutes until the remains of her dignity forced her to her feet.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining all of these toads, like French Revolution toads with a little, like, a guillotine setup, but it makes the sound that the flag does at the end of each Mario level, so as it comes down.
That's a great addition to this.
It just makes little noises and it chops her head off and then the fireworks go off.
Yeah, that's the whole reason why I brought this, is because it's literally just... communism is coming and overthrowing the kingdom.
Perfect.
The dark glass walls of the small room buzzed, and the shading turned to transparent magic glass. Outside, she saw gallows from which hung Mario and Luigi. A bloody red sign above their beaten, non-moving bodies denounced them as enemies of the People's Republic.
Okay, but when they hung them, did it make the pipe noise?
That's so fucked up.
Just like, come on, you gotta theme the whole thing out. Like, the gardens were, like, explicitly themed out to Mario. I say just keep up with it. Like I said, like, the guillotine, the gallows. I'm sure that, like, the hangman could be, like, a Goomba. Like, the stacked Goombas.
Oh, my God. Hey, we're having trouble getting them up here. Okay. And then they just stack each other. And then they're just like, oh, God. But yeah, so she looks out and Mario and Luigi have been hung. A row of green heads on hastily erected spikes showed that the Mushroom Kingdom wasn't taking any more trouble from anyone. Gathered around the small greenhouse alcove were thousands of Mushroom Kingdom citizens, all cheering at the sight of the crying princess. She couldn't hear them. All she could hear was the cheerful music which seemingly emanated from the flower. Yeah, so this is the part that I'm not going to read. I'm just going to summarize it for you.
Okay.
So she's like, hey, flower, are you also a prisoner? And the flower doesn't say anything, but instead grabs her, and everybody watches as the flower, like, non-consensually rapes Peach.
Okay.
And everybody's like, woohoo, screw the princess. And then she dies, and they watch it happen. Which is, like, it's bad, and I don't want to read it. It's not good for air anyway.
Yeah.
But I just thought that, you know, you could have just had plant sex with Peach, but instead, we're gonna make this a communist uprising.
Seize the means of, I don't know, like, coin production, I guess? I don't know what the Mushroom Kingdom produces. Besides kidnappings every other Wednesday.
Well, that's not the Mushroom Kingdom. That's the Koopa Kingdom.
Well, okay, they have their princess kidnapped.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm going to read the disclaimer. We might put it in, we might not, but here it is. This story contains content that should not be read by people underneath the age of 21. It is 100% fiction and has no bearing on reality whatsoever.
No, just end it. Not under the age of 21. Just, this story should not be read by people.
Yep. I'm not, I mean, I read the good part of it. I'm just not going to go into plant rape. 100% fiction means real life rape is wrong. The author does not condone illegal and immoral actions described. If you feel rape in the real world is a good thing, bend over in a prison and whistle Dixie. While I'm discussing, racism, homophobia, and other bigotry of any kind are also really fucking stupid. I don't own any of Nintendo's characters and make no profit from this story. Please read the story codes above to ensure that you are not going to be offended by or otherwise dislike this content. Yeah, I mean, they seem like a genuinely good person.
Yeah, no, my brain is just stuck on all the different ways that, like, an execution could be themed out in the Mario universe.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm just highly entertained by that.
I figured you would be. I brought this to you because I wanted to impress you.
That's
because
really funny. I like it.
You always find stuff like this, and I'm like, here. Here, friends, tell me I'm good.
You are good.
Yay. Yeah, so that's my first one. Like I said, it's on adultfanfiction.org, which this podcast has lovingly showed me to. So this is one that I don't think we're going to rate, and you're going to find out why. I found this on Wattpad. It's called Black Yoshi X Reader Lemon.
Yeah, okay, cool.
It's in a bunch of, like, I guess there's this thing called Super Mario Logan. Do you know what that is?
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a YouTube thing. It's like animated Super Mario stuff, but a lot of these fan fictions in here were about the people, like Logan and other people who might be on the channel. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
Okay, so we're delving into, like, YouTuber territory, or at least, like, their kind of, like, lore that they've made. Is that
Yes and no. So okay. this is kind of like the Markiplier Imagines you found the other day. It's just a collection of Imagines, but this one just happens to be in, like, okay, this weird YouTube stuff.
Huh, okay.
It's called Black Yoshi X Reader Lemon. This is in your point of view. It was a normal day with my boyfriend of 2 years, Black Yoshi. I know I'm special to him because he will pause Call of Duty for me or turn off the whole PS4 for me, and I couldn't be happier.
I know he's special to me because he lets me ride on his back and feed him apples, and whenever I need to jump over a particular ledge, he just lets me drop him to his doom. It's pretty great.
You're right, but that's awful. No, he is special to you because he will pause Call of Duty for you, and he will turn off the whole PS4 for you.
Wow, what a dedicated husband.
Not half, but the whole PS4.
What a dedicated could-be husband. That's what I looked for in Josh, as I look for someone that would even interrupt a kill streak for me.
Yeah.
That's a true gamer right there. Oh, really, a true gamer wouldn't do that, but you know what I mean.
So when I started dating Jacob, he was really into League of Legends, and I'm not saying was really into League of Legends because he's no longer anymore, but because he no longer misses meetings because of League of Legends. We had to have a talk sometimes about that, be like, Jacob, I said that this meeting was this time and you are playing League of Legends and you can't do that anymore. But that just kind of comes from adolescent men who play a lot of video games, is they just kind of sometimes they, I don't know, maybe it was a Jacob thing. You're just looking at me.
No, I'm just listening because, I mean, I do the same thing. It's the hashtag not all men.
You're right. Hashtag not all men. But we had to go through this thing where, like, he wouldn't pause it for stuff. And, like, he's gotten way better now where it's like, hey, Jacob, I need you to do this thing. And he'll be like, I'm in a game. Is that okay? And I'll be like, that's fine. Or he'll be like, I'm in a game. Is that okay? And I'm like, no, I need you to do this right now. And he's like, okay, I guess I'm going to take a 30-minute ban. Oh, well, you know, we're just respectful of each other. I guess what I'm trying to say is if a man pauses Call of Duty for you, that doesn't necessarily mean he loves you.
No, that's just something that, like, is a boundary that they've talked about and have set. Because, yeah. Like, if Josh is, he doesn't play Call of Duty, but it's like, hey, if he's in the middle of a game of Eternal and I need him for something, I get if the game's in the middle, I get if he's in the middle of something and I can wait, you know, usually. So, but you know, maybe some other couples, that's not how they run it, and that's okay. You just kind of figure that out as you go. But I think it's really funny. It's a really funny thing to bring up, though, as a signal of love.
You love me because you pause the stuff you're doing. Well, yeah, of course I stop my cross stitching so that I can talk to you. It's almost as if you're more important than this inanimate object. But
I was gonna make more Call of Duty jokes, but I haven't played it before, and the only thing I could think of was a kill streak. I'm sure there are other things that
I'm gonna go on another tangent. Remember when we had that sleepover and we both played Call of Duty together, and we were playing and we were on mic. My brother played Call of Duty and we borrowed it from him, and I was like, oh my god, there's another girl here, and she was like, and I was like, oh fuck,
I barely remember that. Wow.
She was basically just like, oh, there's another girl on here, and she made fun of me, and I was really sad about it because I was like, come on, women bonding, but she wanted to be cool with all of her gamer boyfriends, and I was just like, why can't you be nice? Why do you have to be mean to me?
I know.
Which is like the whole problem with online gaming and sexism in the gaming community, where like now I won't ever use voice chat because I don't want to deal with assholes on the internet. I've just learned that there's no point to try because somebody's going to be like, well, why aren't you healing? Or I saw you miss that headshot. Why don't you make me a sandwich? And I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, I never have my mic on either. I mean, usually I just play Final Fantasy and that's all text chat anyway. And there are a lot of women that play that, so it's not usually a big deal. But stuff like Overwatch, like, first off, I'm never touching competitive.
Yeah,
and no one really cares in quick play if you're on your mic or not. But yeah, second off, I wouldn't even touch the mic anyway because no thanks. And pretty much any game, I wouldn't ever really get on the mic.
Yeah, and listeners, I want you guys to know that Haley is a hashtag real gamer girl. She,
I'm not that fake gamer girl.
She is a hashtag real gamer girl. She has so many video games. Like, if you asked her what her hobby was, it would probably be playing and collecting video games. It's actually an incredibly impressive collection.
That's right. It's impressive how much money that I've wasted buying all of this crap. Usually I just say my hobby is writing to save myself the embarrassment from strangers. But if I know them, or if we're both like, oh, hey, I'm waiting in line for a particular amiibo, which I have done an embarrassing amount of times, then I'll talk about like my video game collection.
Okay, this comes from you who was like, I want the new Xbox. I'm gonna go out on Black Friday to try to find this Xbox.
I didn't, but I thought about it. I've done stuff like that before.
I just want to brag about my best friend being cool. Also, it makes it so there's like an awful magnet of like wannabe gamer boys who want to get in your pants.
It's true. Like whenever, again, hashtag not all men. Usually it's fine, but it does bringing up that you like video games and like knowing more than just kind of a cursory knowledge about it. I know a lot. Just because I hyperfixate and just look stuff up.
And she's like a genuinely nice person. And they're like, let's talk about video games.
Not go that far. I don't know about a nice person.
She's like, let's talk about video games. And then they're like, okay. And then like, I'm out somewhere and they're also a friend. And they're like, hey, so how's Haley doing? And I'm just like, dude, like,
having boobies and liking video games is an incredibly popular like combination apparently for a lot of men out there looking for their trad wife that likes video games.
Yeah, but can you play your controller with your titties?
I can play it with my toes. Not well, but I can. That's a whole other thing though.
Oh man, anyway, back to Black Yoshi. Black Yoshi, how do you get that many kills in one game? I asked. Oh.
Oh boy, it's going to be good. Come on, finish. Come on, respond. Let's hear what his response is.
What I'm going to say is I'm reading this as written. That's what I'm going to say. Well, folk, what you got to do is play all the CoD games, he answered right back, still looking at the screen.
Oh, no. I was wondering. See, I thought when you said Black Yoshi, it was just going to be like, oh, haha, he has a big penis. But no, it's that it's just horribly racist.
It's a horrible
racist.
Black stereotype for Yoshi.
No. No, stop. Why?
I'm so mad. I'm gonna go into this and you can care or you can not care, but there's a thing called regionalism. That's a thing in literature with like Mark Twain, where he writes the Southern dialect, and it's always a Southern dialect. Sometimes it's like Boston dialect. It's extremely rare, but basically it's like you're writing the dialogue like the dialect sounds. It's not okay when you're doing a racial stereotype. And that might say something a little bit about Mark Twain and racial stuff. I'm just going to put that out there and not say any more about that.
No, but it's just parody. And when I'm joking, it's fine. Because ironic racism is okay racism. By the way, just to be clear, I am joking. Never do that.
Yeah, that is, oh God. But yeah, that's this whole thing. I brought the whole fan fiction because I wanted to read you one racist line and then be like, well, the rest of this is the same thing.
So it's just all like really just it's just racist Yoshi.
Racist Yoshi and they fuck.
Yeah. Does he have a big penis? Was I right?
Doesn't say anything about his penis size.
Huh. Okay. Or does he use like the tongue with the little ball at the end?
I'm going to read this.
Oh, what? Are you too cowardly to answer my question?
We're gonna talk about his tongue.
Oh no!
Black Yoshi stuck his tongue in my mouth, and as we explored each other's saliva, all I tasted was purple Kool-Aid.
Come on.
You could have said grape. That's what purple Kool-Aid tastes like. It's grape.
Oh my gosh. This is maybe to help distract me from this awful fan fiction. That reminds me, there is a button on my like vending machine at work. It's surrounded by other sodas. It's like Diet Coke, Pepsi, root beer. And this one is just, it doesn't have a logo on it. It's just a white background with red text that says orange. And that is it.
You have to get one.
I don't know what it is.
You have to buy one. How much does it cost?
It's like 65 cents.
I'm going to send you off with 3/4 and you need to tell me what is in there. I need to know.
The orange button. Okay, that's just what that made me think of. I almost said continue, but...
We're not going to continue.
Okay, cool. Perfect. I don't want to. That was awful.
Yeah, so this is one we're not going to rate. And then... I have one more. Yeah, I have one more. We can go a little long. So Jacob said that if we did a Mario episode and we didn't include Waluigi, that he would be disappointed in us. And so I found on Wattpad a Waluigi X reader fan fiction. And so here we are. It's actually a relatively long fan fiction.
I'd like to point out, I also found a Waluigi and Rosalina one. But it was a lot of different characters getting together, and it was just cutesy. It was also for Christmas, but it just was kind of mediocre.
A lot of people ship Waluigi and Rosalina, which I find really interesting.
Because they're both tall? I don't know.
Well, anyway, there's a lot of stuff out there for Waluigi that's meme-worthy. This isn't meme-worthy. I think this is like a legitimate girl who's just writing this fan fiction about her and Waluigi. This one has 10 chapters, and we're going to start on chapter 6. Basically, as you were talking about at the beginning of the episode, you somehow managed to wind up in the Mario universe, and you run into Waluigi, and basically what ends up happening is you watch him. So you meet him, and he's chill, and then you meet Wario, and he's not so chill. And Wario isn't chill because he is... He's like farting and stuff, and you're like, well, why would Waluigi, this super hot hunk, have anything to do with Wario, this disgusting man?
Have you not seen his pointed shoes and like angled mustache and the way that he looks at you?
Okay, so I'm gonna post a bunch of hot Waluigi or find them on Twitter and retweet them to our page, because it's... You have to see these hot Waluigi pictures that I've been seeing for these fan fictions. But yeah, so you meet him and you meet Wario, and Waluigi's like, I need to show you my car because I'm going to be in the race. And as you're trying to leave, Wario grabs your ankle and makes you fall on the ground. And he's basically like, hey, you're pretty. And you're like, what the fuck? And so you run away. And then you watch Waluigi win the race. And he wins the race because you blow a kiss to Wario and he drives off a bridge. Because he's distracted by your beauty.
Thinking of it, just like switches POV to a normal Mario Kart game, and there's just a little Waluigi sitting there just hammering on the horn, because that's what Josh does when we play. And that's all I can think of now.
But yeah, so that's why he wins, because Luigi was gonna win, and then Wario was pulling up ahead of Luigi, and then he drives off the bridge, and then Waluigi is able to win. So
it sounds exactly like my Mario Kart games. Me being Wario and just falling off of a bridge.
So basically you guys go out for pizza, and you are eating pizza because you are in this new world, and you haven't eaten anything, so you go to Wario's world, because I guess in this world you can just go to different... You know, like you can with the courses, which just go to different places. That's kind of how it works here.
We just went back to our main menu and decided, nah, let's go to the mall.
Yes. So you guys go and eat pizza. And I wanted to bring this up because we used to play that one Wario game, the minigame game.
Oh, WarioWare Smooth Moves.
Yeah, WarioWare. And I used to love to play Mona. Well, this is Mona's Pizza. Apparently you find Mona annoying, which I... disagree with, because Mona's great, but you guys eat pizza. And this is important because you go into the bathroom and Wario's in the bathroom, and he is like, hey, you forced me to lose on purpose, and I know that you did. I want you to kiss me now. in the bathroom and you're like, what the fuck? And you leave and you run out and then you decide just, and you look spooked and Waluigi's like, is everything okay? And you just decide not to tell Waluigi.
Super tall Waluigi just like bends down to your height. Is everything okay? Wah! Like they obviously end every sentence with wah.
Yes.
So when Wario was being intimidating and asked you to kiss him, he ended it with a wah ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Which was very good at imitating these laughs.
Well, and so you don't tell him initially. And so you guys go back to Waluigi's place because like you're like, well, I'm not from this planet or this world. I need somewhere to sleep. Also, side note, because I find it interesting, you tell Waluigi that he's in a video game while you're in the video game. You're like, yeah, Markiplier and Jacksepticeye love to choose you when they play Mario Kart. And you're like a super popular, super cool like guy.
Kind of a dick move. That's what causes an existential crisis, okay? Just don't go there.
Well, Waluigi's very happy about that because he's like, wow, people love me. But anyway, you go back to his house.
So, like, are Wario and Waluigi the proto Papyrus and Sans?
How could you say something so controversial yet brave?
I mean, as far as I know, it's something that's been, like, confirmed by the creator because it's, like, a common knowledge thing, but I just thought of that.
I didn't even think about it. The other thing I want to say, because Jacob said this the other day, is I work in an office now. Surprise, I have a new job. But we were joking about me getting a Razer keyboard because all of the technology in this office sucks.
And I was like,
well, that sucks. And I'm like, but wait, that's not any worse than like acrylic nails on a keyboard. And Jacob was like, acrylic nails are the office equivalent of a Razer keyboard. And I was like, fuck you.
For gamers, by gamers. No, but seriously, you just get blue switches like the one on my keyboard at my place. You've heard that one, right?
No.
It's bad. But I digress.
I'll stop
bragging about my mechanical keyboard. It's not even that cool.
Well, I need a new mouse pad because mine's literally like one of those Dell ones that's like cracked and there's a corner ripped off of it and like all the colors are faded and it's slightly yellowed.
It's like that mouse pad that was at your friend's house who like when you went over there, they had like this old Windows 95 machine and you'd sit and wait 5 minutes for a flash game to come up. And that's the mouse pad that they used.
Yeah, it's pretty much that.
Or the one of my grandparents that smelled like cigarettes.
Yeah. Anyway, you're with Waluigi. You go inside. He asks you how the pizza is. Oh yeah, it was probably the best meal I've eaten for a long time, you said happily and watched as Waluigi opened the door. You expected it to be messy, but surprisingly, it was all tidy and clean. Well, except for some clothes lying on the floor. You also noticed it was small and only had one room beside the kitchen and the bathroom. You took off your shoes as you walked in, not wanting to bring in some dirt. Where am I going to sleep exactly, you thought, since the living room was also Waluigi's bedroom.
I'm sorry. Wario's just over here ripping some ass. And you're like, better take off. I don't want to get dirt anywhere. And he's just like a filth monster. Like, running around.
Yeah, Waluigi's best friend, Wario, is just a stank boy. But Waluigi is classy. Waluigi knows how to satisfy the women. Sorry about the mess. I had a stressful morning, he said, and took off his cap to place it on a shelf. For some reason, you thought Waluigi looked better without a hat. It's quite all right. I mean, it isn't a jungle here. It's just some clothes, you said, and gazed around your surroundings. The wallpaper was purple with thorns, which reminded you of that Mario soccer game where Waluigi's special attack was involved with thorns. Want some water, Haley? He asked, and you nodded.
That's some, like, deep searching. Like, what should his apartment look like? Okay, I think he used thorns in that one. Yeah, okay. Bam, done.
I'm surprised there aren't, like, tennis rackets everywhere.
I know, that's what I was thinking, like, sports stuff, because that's his thing. Like, I was just thinking, like, he leans into you, like, really close to your ear. Like, hey, baby. Did you know I was in Super Smash Brothers?
I was in that one soccer game that no one can remember.
Super Mario Strikers, I think, unless that was a different one.
No, I think it's that one.
Don't you take Super Mario Strikers name in vain.
I'm sorry. Oh, sure, I would like something to drink, please, you said, and would then look out the window. What exactly happened today? You're in your own room for more than 6 hours ago, and now you were standing at one of the Mario characters' home. You had befriended Waluigi easily and got yourself a new enemy, which also freaked you out. Ever since Wario laid his eyes on you, you always felt uncomfortable with how he looked on you. A pure douchebag, indeed, and a pervert. What if you meet him like that again? What if he does something way worse? That thought made you frown in horror.
In the background, wah.
What if he... Soon, you felt some tears fall down over your cheeks, and you also started to sob, afraid of both Wario and being stuck in this world forever.
It's okay, baby. Waluigi's got your back.
Here he comes! Here's your water, Waluigi said, but stopped as he heard your sobbing. He immediately got worried and put the glass of water aside to head over to you. He bent down on his knees and placed his right hand on your left shoulder. What's the matter? He asked you with a concerned tone, obviously curious about the change of your mood.
So, like, he hurries over really fast. Like, so how comically tall do these ceilings have to be in this apartment? Because Waluigi's, like, super tall, right? So, I'm just imagining they're in this normal apartment, and he is just, like, bending over and doing a weird little crab walk to get over to you.
You know your friend Wario? Well, he's more than rude. He is a pervert. The first time we met him at the beach earlier, he grabbed my ankle and said, "Well, aren't you pretty?" And this time, he was in the women's washroom and grabbed my collar to kiss me, you said, and burst out in tears to wrap your arms around Waluigi.
We stan trans Mario? Excuse me?
Trans Wario?
He was in the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah, because you went into the washroom.
Okay.
And he followed you.
Oh, I thought he was already there.
No.
I was like, well, you know what? Maybe Wario identifies as a stinky woman. And that's okay.
Yeah. No, this is a stereotypical, oh, I'm in the washroom and this predator has come in and is gonna make me kiss him in the bathroom, which rarely happens, but...
Yeah.
Don't worry, I shall teach him a lesson to not approach you like he did. I can't believe he would fall for you and try to hit on you. He never falls in love, Waluigi said, and nodded his right hand in anger. His whole thing is, well, Wario never falls in love. How dare he?
Wario can't be happy. He's not supposed to be happy.
But he never falls in love. I can't believe that he did this because he doesn't fall in love. You're the only person he's ever fallen in love with.
He's stinky garbage man.
You
can't do that.
You are such a sex pot, Haley.
Well, I am.
Only you can seduce Wario.
Seduce me, Wario edition.
Oh.
Embarrassed but seductive wah.
The first time was sudden and had no reason. The second time was for that I distracted him under the race today. What did you do? Waluigi asked. Well, I kind of threw a kiss to him and made him went over the bridge, you said with a chuckle. Way to go! But why? Well, after what happened, I wanted to show Wario to not mess with me and, you said and paused, to make you win. Waluigi gazed on you with a slight blush and wiped away some tears from your face. I can't do this. I was gonna try to do the voice, but I can't do this.
Oh my gosh. I love the weird crossover between, like, Waluigi is in an apartment and they have, like, real lives, and then here's Wario comically like blowing off of a bridge and just falling to his death, and then having a little Akitu bring him back up, picking up a big, again, comically big green shell and just yeeting it at people to try and spin them out.
And you, this real life person, is in Waluigi's apartment and he is falling in love with you.
His big buggy eyes and, like, really weird mouth and giant nose right in your face, like, hey, is everything okay?
Don't forget that he has those blue rings under his eyes, so it makes it look like he's never slept a day in his life.
Well, he's been waiting for you. He's never known sleep until he's found you. He's only known tennis and disappointment.
Well, he's like, well, thank you, Haley, but I could have won without you. And you're like, oh yeah, well, without my help, Luigi would have won. And then Waluigi's like, why you? Suddenly, Waluigi started to wrestle playfully with you, and you wrestled back, feeling a lot better now when Waluigi had comforted you.
Hey, are we... We're still on Wattpad. We're not on Adult Fan.
No, we are on Wattpad.
Okay.
There's no sex, but...
Okay. It sounded like it was winding up for the strange Waluigi sex. I'm sure... It exists out there somewhere, but
I think there is some in this story, but this is just like, I'm falling in love with him and he's gonna wrestle playfully with me because I insulted him a little bit.
I mean, I don't know if it's like he's got if we're going to like r/ who would win, if he's got like toon strength and just like beats you, or if his little spindly arms, like you just try and shove him and they snap.
Oh no.
I don't know.
They're built for speed, not for power. I just imagine Waluigi but with toothpick arms and toothpick legs, just
like that SpongeBob guy, like every morning I break my legs and every afternoon I break my arms
and at night I let my heart attacks put me to sleep. God, I just want to read these. I have a little bit more.
Oh no, okay.
So, yeah, don't be such a meanie. Oh, I'm sorry, that's you.
I'm the only one that sounded like Waluigi so far.
Yeah, don't be such a meanie, you exclaimed as you were pinned down of your friend. It's not my fault you're so weak. He said teasingly, which made you rose and wrestle back with all the power you got. Now it was Waluigi who was pinned down of you. When you looked down at him, there was something strange that made your cheeks start to burn. He simply looked handsome. Oh no, I think I am falling for him, you thought, and shook your head. Why are we doing this, you asked, and got some chuckling of the tall man as an answer. I have no idea, but I don't mind, he said. But yeah, I just wanted to get to the weird, like, well, I would have won without you. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. We're gonna wrestle now, and there's some weird sexual tension.
I'm sure that there's like this person has a different view of Waluigi in their head. Like, surely they're not thinking of like Super Smash Brothers or Mario Kart Waluigi as he is. It's probably like some anime ass looking guy.
Well,
wearing purple.
Most of them look like anime Waluigi, but this one actually has a picture of Waluigi like from whatever game, and he's holding a rose.
Well, you know what? I respect that. Instead of making him into taking the easy way out and turning him into an
I know
anime
some
boy.
Chapters. I know some chapters have what you described, but not this one. So yeah. This is another Waluigi fanfiction. This one is called Destruction in the Moonlight. Okay, I'm going to read the whole thing because it's not very long.
Okay.
Or most of the whole thing. I'm going to skip over the intro. So basically, I don't know what game this is from because this is inspired from whatever game. But whatever Mario game it is, you have to get music keys.
Music keys? I think that's just like... Oh, I think it's one of the 2D ones. I don't know. It's not like it really matters.
Yeah, I don't know either. But Luigi has to get music keys, and he has collected a lot of them. But he has to get one from Waluigi. Luigi, you got to do whatever it takes to get the music key from Waluigi, the toad said. Luigi nodded. He was pretty sure his idea for whatever it takes was far more intimate and more enjoyable than whatever the toad had in mind.
Huh, okay.
They entered to find Waluigi surprised at the intrusion. What are you doing here? This is a private dance party. He glanced at Toad to make his point known. Maybe I should handle this, Luigi said, trying to sound as hesitant as usual. Luckily, the Toad seemed to take the hint, although perhaps he had caught sight of the large number of bomb-ombs, which was feeling a little nervous, and left the building. What are you doing? Luigi asked once they were finally alone. I wanted to show you... Okay, sorry. I wanted to show you what the kingdom could be like if there were more music. You've been down lately, eyeballs. The look on Waluigi's face was one of a guilty puppy, as if only just realizing that stealing might be seen as a bad thing, but earnestly sorry once confronted with it. I still need to get the music key back from you, Luigi said, trying valiantly to be serious. Waluigi's mouth upturned into a smirk. Then dance. Before Luigi had even had time to wonder if maybe this had been part of Waluigi's plan all along, the music started, a strong beat and piano materializing from nowhere. It flowed around them, compelling every part of them to move to its mysterious power. With a sensuous roll of his hips and a wink, Waluigi invited Luigi into the dance. Emboldened by the fact that they were alone, Luigi resolved to show off all his moves.
Wow!
Luigi fixed Waluigi with a smoldering glare. Like that glare that he makes when they previewed the Mario Kart where he like...
Oh, the one where he glares at people when they pass him?
Yes!
Yeah.
That, but sexy.
Like the side eye, but sexy.
Luigi fixed Waluigi with a smoldering glare, letting him feel the intensity of his want. He sashayed close, teasing and seductive, though never quite close enough to touch. He knew this was driving Waluigi mad, being so close, so fully clothed and yet totally inaccessible. Cheater, he whispered. Voice rough, but with a shade of affection coloring it, nevertheless. So close that they were nearly sharing each other's breath, Luigi continued to drive Waluigi into a frenzy. Waluigi was just dancing, synced perfectly to the beat and his partner's movements. But Luigi was the dance. He was a fire and water and mercury and lust. The music just one ingredient binding all of his impossibilities together.
Good thing these overalls are really tight, huh?
Just these two cartoon men with huge bulges.
Whenever the and it makes a big like cartoony boing.
And like Luigi is like, he's not as stumpy as fat as Mario, but he's still kind of stocky and small. And then Waluigi's just all limbs. So I know they're trying to make this
all legs.
So I know they're trying to make these into like sexual things, but it's just,
you can't. It's like you don't imagine cute anime men with this. You just imagine Luigi and Waluigi, the Nintendo-owned cartoon characters that look ridiculous.
Oh. Waluigi knew he was beaten, that there was not even a contest, not really. All he knew is that this moment where his lover was so powerful, so free, in a way he never usually seemed, would be engraved on his mind forever. The music and the dance ended, so Waluigi reluctantly handed the music key over, caressing Luigi's gloved hands as he did so. Luigi panted slightly, showing that the dance had affected him too.
Wah, 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 wah.
Maybe when you're finished, I could give you a more private dance. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe when you're finished, I could give you a more private dance? Waluigi asked. Luigi nodded eagerly. Even with one music key down, this quest felt all too long already. And that's it.
Hey, Luigi, wanna fuck?
Yeah, I wanna fuck.
God.
That's just so weird. I get, you know, hey, that was not written super poor. That was written well. And
it
got the point across. I don't know why Waluigi and Luigi, but
I don't know what I was expecting when I found it. I just, when I got to them dancing with each other, I was just like, hell yeah, this is kind of funny and weird, but I'm into it.
It was good. It was written pretty well. Like,
yeah.
Again, it is weird. You're right. It's funny and weird, but it's not bad. But that one of the positives, it's good.
I would probably give it like a 4.
I'd give it a 5. I'd give it a 5.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree
with me.
I'm
going to stick on a 4.
Yeah.
Because if I start rating things too high, then I can never go higher.
That's where you're wrong.
I think
just do it anyway.
I think it's good. Okay, I'll give it a 5. I think
my ratings are gonna go through a horrible inflation and then economic crash as we go.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
We've already extended it, so then we're gonna be like, well, we're gonna go to 20 and then negative 20. But eventually we're gonna do decimals.
Oh my
God. This one's a 4.79.
I have to get out my fanfiction calipers.
I guess we're going to move on to ratings now.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk more about this.
No, I'm fine with doing ratings and moving on.
All right. Okay.
So that first one with the guillotine is so ridiculous and funny. It doesn't seem like it's like bad.
No, it's really well written.
And I'm going to give it like a 6 or a 7 just because I personally am not comfortable with rape in it, but it's well written. I don't even know why there's rape in it. Is it like for
it's just a way,
fetish thing or?
I think it's for a fetish, but it's also to be like, well, she's raped to death in front of all these people. So it's like, we're overthrowing her, and now we're going to watch her die in a horrific way.
But also communism.
Yes.
Just because. I think that's great. That is so funny.
I'm going to give it credit, because it's on adultfanfiction.net. So if I bring anything from adultfanfiction.net, I'm not going to knock it for being super weird and rapey or whatever, because... like, if there is a place for it, it is adultfanfiction.net. And if you're a child and you're there, and this person had a good disclaimer as well. So I'll agree about a 6 or a 7. I'll do a 7 because it's extremely well written.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm putting that one. It's good. If you're into that kind of thing, check it out.
Or even if not, it's just entertaining. But again, just imagine all of the different ways that the Mario universe could... kill people.
Oh, okay. Racist Black Yoshi, we're not rating. And then this you and Waluigi romance.
It's pretty clearly written by someone that's probably like in their teen. It doesn't seem ironic.
No, it is not ironic at all.
Unless it's like under several layers of irony here, and I don't think that's the case. I would say it's like a negative 6 or 7, and I don't want to be mean to this person. Like, it's not horribly written. It's cutesy. It's kind of typical fan fiction. It's just really funny that it's it's Waluigi.
Yeah. I'm going to give it a -4 because I don't want to... I think -10 is reserved for stuff that haunts me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, this isn't quite that. Maybe I'll go down a little bit just because it's not bad, but it's funny.
Yeah, and the reason why I'm rating it that is because when you look into certain fandoms and things, you expect to see a lot of satire. So when I was looking for Waluigi, who is a meme lord... I was expecting to see a ton of satire, but then I ran into this, which is just legitimate Waluigi, I want to be with Waluigi fanfiction, which is why I'm going to put it as a -4. If it was like any other character, like even Mario, I would probably put it at like around a 0 because, you know, but
yeah,
that's what I'm rating those. So listeners, it turns out that this episode... I had a lot more content and we had a lot more fun recording it than we thought. So this is going to be its own episode. And then we're going to have a part 2 where Haley reads her things that she found. I have thought about promoting our podcast on TikTok, but then I have to like look nice.
I mean, you could just like play clips over it. I don't know. See what other podcasts do. Unless that is what other podcasts do.
A lot of the content is like showing yourself and then like doing a hand thing. And then it's like, this is blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those things. Gotcha. I just haven't gotten the confidence to do it yet. I just got the confidence to go shopping without crying. So,
or just like do videos of cats instead.
That's true. But promotion of the podcast.
Cats are promotional.
That's true. We could do, yeah, we could get some videos of your cats and my cat.
We can figure it out. Well, thank you for listening to all of that very strange Mario fan fiction.
Enriching. It's enriching. It's, we're like bread here. We enrich you.
We're all filler and...
We're carbs.
If you'd like to help us boost our ratings and reach, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Better Than Canon. You can also find us on Facebook at our own page, Better Than Canon. If you have any suggestions for stories or fandoms, you can email us at betterthancanonpod@gmail.com or tweet at us with your suggestions. Please rate and review us on your favorite podcast listening platforms, especially if you listen on Apple Podcasts, because that would help us out a lot.
We are still not on Apple Podcasts. I just want to put that out there. As of this episode being recorded, we haven't been approved yet.
It looks like they're on a backlog because of coronavirus. And when we submitted, we also only had the trailer up. So I think it'll be up at some point, but it's kind of out of our control.
Yeah, it'll be up eventually. It really helps when you share our posts and like them and tell people about it. I had somebody from college that I haven't talked to in forever recently follow some of our stuff, and that's really exciting, which means you guys are telling your friends and things like that.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
It really helps.
But you know what, we don't appreciate it more, but we do appreciate it. I'm gonna call back to the beginning of this episode, and I want you to tweet us your Pong fan fictions.
Yeah, find us some Pong fan fictions and we'll probably read them.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, we can make it. I don't know if we're going to do like listener episodes for certain things. I know some of the stuff that have been suggested have just been for full episodes, so we're just going to make full episodes out of it. I got a Christmas one sent to me by Christian, and so I'm going to read that during our Christmas episode, which is not just a Christmas episode. I've gone out of my way to look for like Hanukkah, Chanukah,
yeah, good
stuff like that, because I want to be inclusive.
We'll see you next time with more Mario filler.
More Mario filler, and then after that will be our Christmas specials.
Yeah, so we'll see you next time.
Bye.